It kind of chicken, ain't you? But you won't cross the road unless that shit is paid for.
You know, I love some of these guys, man, that I've known over the years. They love to, they in one way, shape, or form, they're always trying to guilt you or trying to make you feel bad for not doing something that they want you to do. It's fascinating when you wake up to that reality, right? And, you know, I actually got to tell my daughter this post that I saw that I want her to remind her of, you know, just doing your own thing, right? I'm always daily reminding her of that. And I had somebody that really was, once again, reaching out to me, 11th hour. And like, hey, you know, I like the guy. I love hanging out with him. And he goes, hey, man, do you, let's hang out. What you doing? I'm like, yeah, you know, I got the little one in the back. You know, she's watching Disney Plus now. And I want to say she's watching High School Musical, right? And it's just one of those nights where she's like, you know, dad, get out of the room, doing my thing until, you know, until it's bedtime. But dad, I kind of want my own space. And, you know, dad just has to get out and give her own space, right? He's like, man, whatever, man. You always, of course you have your daughter. You know, you always have a reason not to go out and whatever. You know, that's kind of his things. I mean, you know, and, but it's very fascinating because I think a lot of men that in relationships right now, they don't understand that. I always tell them that they always have on-site babysitter. So one of the things about people complaining about being married is, I just gotta be home, I can't do nothing. But the one perk that you have is that you can go out. You can go out and have a drink. You can go out and watch a game because you have a babysitter right there on the spot. You can just go ahead and say, hey, I'm gonna go ahead and get out and about and enjoy the evening. You know, I'll be back by 11 and take care of the kids. And he's texting me right now. He's like, you can't hang with this old man. It's like, yeah. You know, it's very hard hanging out with these old folks that have all this free time in the world. You know, yeah, I can't compare at this stage. And that's the thing about it, is that you're trying to tell people that, man, I just can't do it. I got responsibilities, you know. And I was talking about that with my girl about this, that it was, you know, the difference. There's a difference between being a good father. It's being a good father and a responsible father are mutually exclusive. Those are two mutually exclusive entities. There's some men out there that feel, hey, being a good dad is cutting the check, being like the fun dad, doing the things, right? Buying everything and just having these experiences and just cutting the check. Nothing more, nothing less, right? And then there's other men like me that are very aware of my decisions and how I live. So for example, I know a lot of men typically, when they get out of the relationship, I've known men, I know more than one in my circles that have dated people for the sake of dating, for the sake of a babysitter, I should say. They want to have a babysitter. I've seen it. It was amazing to me that they would run and be with somebody right away, but a lot of it had to do with them having a babysitter, not dealing with that responsibility of being a dad, staying at home or cooking or being attentive to their child or sacrificing the fight night to be at home and doing whatever it is you're doing with your child, right? Your child wants you around. Your child wants to spend time with you. They just want you to be in the same space, right? And some men are like, well, okay, I have her this weekend, but I'm just going to drop her off at mom's. I'm going to drop her off at my girl's going to watch the kids tonight, so on and so forth. I see that. That, to me, is not a responsible father. That is not, that's your seed, your clone. It's your responsibility to have her. I'm not saying that once in a while, if something in the schedule allows you to do something. So for example, let's say my parents were more involved in my child, right? Then I'd be like, well, I have her this weekend, so if you want to see her, if you want her to spend the night, you know, she can go over grandma's. Because I remember as a kid, I used to love going over grandma's house and having a good time. I used to go every Saturday over to my dad's mom's house. Very lovely lady, very beautiful lady. I would go over her house. Cool. Every Saturday morning. And that was a routine for me, and I have fond memories of that. And I don't mind having sharing that, but it's on my watch. I'm not going ahead and saying, well, I have her tonight, but man, I want to go see the fight. Hey, baby, can you go ahead and take care of her? Or hey, mom, can you go take care of her? That's not the reason why you chose to be a dad. You chose, part of you being a dad is to, especially when you're not with your partner anymore, the days that you have her are the days that you have her. That's your responsibility. I never had anybody stay with her for the first time recently, I had her stay the night over, her friend's house, her best friend's house, for the night. That was the first time ever in 8 or 9 years that I've had her, 9 years, I should say, that she's been allowed to stay over someone's house. And I felt comfortable with the mom because guess what? That mom is the one that's the only mom that ever trusted me or her child to hang out with her child. Out of all the females that I know at school over the years, have seen me active and all that stuff, that's the only mom that has said, you know what, that guy's good. That guy's good to his child. I'm going to go ahead and let my child hang out with him and do things together. So, of course, if my child wants to spend the night over her place, there was more of a comfort level because as parents, we engaged. As parents, we communicated and we had an understanding. We get along, no problem, right? So that's the way I think and I operate as a father because it's my duty to be aware of what's in the best interest of the child. Me moving in with somebody that I barely met, that I've known for 3 or 4 months, like my girl right now, it's like for me to tell her, hey, I'm going to move in with you. Let's figure this out with the kids. No, it's not. It's like, I love you. I want to be with you, right? I want to hang out with you. But there has to be an extensive vetting going on or in a slow transition here. You know, and I'm happy with my ex, man, because she's so awesome. You know, I was talking to her. Say, hey, listen, do you want to meet my new girl? And she was like, no, I trust you. I trust you. You're going to do the right thing. And, you know, that feels great from her to hear that because it lets me know that she understands the efforts and the things that I do to make sure that our daughter is in a great space, is around great people. I'm not letting the little head go above the big head. I think it just comes back to trauma as a kid. That's what it is. I think people like me operate from a world of, we're not going to repeat what happened growing up. And we're not going to go ahead and let anybody be around our kid. We know what grown-ups are capable of doing to kids, right? And I'm not saying that I'm not trusting, but at the same time, no one gives me the space to get to know them, to feel comfortable with them. I always go back to this, that as a man, it's very hard to go ahead and build relationships with parents because the men are not the main. Let's just say if it was a custody battle, the women would be the ones that are spending most of the time with the kids. That's the roles that happen in a lot of relationships. You know, the guy's like, okay, I'm just going to do what I got to do. Don't get me wrong. There's some men that do spend time that are committed with their time. You know, and that's the thing that I just emphasize with my daughter. I don't want to have her here and playing video games all day. No, I want to spend time with her. Now, she wants to kick me out and say, Dad, I don't want to be around you. I want my me time. Okay, cool. You know, I respect that. But as far as me going ahead and ignoring that reality, and I was telling this to my girl, that's like, you know, one of the reasons that I've slowed down of being a fan of sports or making commitments to do things is simply because I think in the world of sports, for example, because of the fact that I could not watch the Bucks game and see my daughter come up to me and wanted me to play with her. And me thinking that the Bucks game is more important than spending time with the little one or taking her to the park. Instead of a Sunday, I'm trying to spend it 7 hours in front of a TV where I could spend 7 hours with her running around, taking her to the park, being there for her, building that bond. You see where I'm going with it? So, but some men, they don't view it that way. Some men are like, man, I'm trying to watch football on Sunday. I'm a great dad. I take care of her. I take her to Chuck E. Cheese. I do all these things for her. I buy all these things. I'm providing. I go ahead and I have to earn. I've earned my free time. But what you don't understand is that being a parent, it's not. This is something you chose to do. So you can't go ahead and think because you're doing these other things on the side that automatically that justifies your irresponsible actions. It doesn't work that way. That's not the way the cookie crumbles. It's like you're the way you are, in my opinion, the way you are responsible about that is about making sacrifices of your time, not only of just your money, of your time, of the things you want to do. Unless you build a village of people around you that you trust, because I don't understand how people can get in relationships so quickly. And I've seen these cases. I've seen cases where people move in like months. And I'm saying to myself, I had a friend that did that. I'm like, dude, and you know, he had 2 kids. And I'm like, what are you doing here? And but of course it didn't work out, you know, but they don't think of the kids and their emotional state. That's the part that gets to me, that people just want to plow through something because they feel they deserve it. You should have thought about that before having a kid. You should have thought about being deserving or leaving your marriage. You had to think about these things. And you had to understand that once you left that situation, it was never going to be the same. You have to be responsible at all times for your child's well-being. For you have to be accessible with her on time. Give her time. Give him or her time. It's not just about, you know, even let's just say with me, even if I was to move in with my lady like down in the future and have kids, like I would let it be known, hey, me and my daughter need our time. We need our like vacation time. We need our one-on-one time. Because I'm always conscientious of letting my child know that, hey, you're still number one. You're still very important. Even though I moved in with somebody, even though this, you know, a little bit different living arrangement, at the end, you know, you got to know that I still love you, that I still about you, that I want to make time with you. And we do things exclusively. All right. And it, you know, if she wants to go ahead and say, no, I want to get everyone involved. Okay, great. But I'm not going to do it the other way around, which is force it on her to mold and deal with it, where internally they may not have a feeling of feeling wanted, because you want to make them feel like they're number one. That's what it comes down to me. Like my daughter every day, she knows she's number one. I'm not going to put her in situations where she's around other people or environments, or I'm controlling the environments, the people she's around, period. It's my responsibility. And it's not that I don't trust other people, but it's more of if other grown-ups want to spend time with me and get to know me and see how serious I am as a parent about my role as a father versus them, you know, or what their comparison is, then yeah, I'm more than willing to do that. I'm willing to put, you know, bet on myself on that in that regard. But since most people don't, they don't go ahead and ask the questions or care, because the stereotype of a guy, like, it's that we don't handle our business. We're irresponsible. I see it all around me. It's all around me all the time. The fact that we have this level of men all the time are irresponsible. They go ahead and they're just chasing women. They're going ahead and having fun. And they're just kind of having their kids and justifying whatever actions they're doing monetarily, or when they're being fun dad. They're being more like grandparents, in my opinion. You know, the grandparents just get them for a day or two. They hang around, we toss them around for a couple hours, then give them back to us and say, hey, that was nice. That's how I see some men be. They just want to have that fun time. And then, but there's, unfortunately with parenting, there's fun time and ugly time. There's going to be, not ugly time, but sacrifice time. The fun times for me is when I go to Disney, have fun with her. Sacrifice time is when a guy texts me and wants to go out and he wants to see me and I want to see him too, and I can't do it because my responsibility is to my little one. It's not my fault, you know, and I think that's but it's hard for people to sympathize if they don't live it. That's why I try to schedule things in advance, but no one sets things up with me in advance. That's the funny thing about it. It's like I'm available. But if you don't want to set things up in advance, then how do you want me to live life? Because I can't be here at your convenience. I can't be around and available and accessible at your convenience, and vice versa. You shouldn't feel that way either. But unfortunately, a lot of people operate that way because they already have a full-time babysitter, which is their significant other, or they have a mom. They have some scenario where they're able to drop the kid off and no harm, no foul type of deal mentality. And unfortunately, that's not the world I navigate in. I cannot look at myself in the mirror. I cannot look at my daughter and say, you know what? I went ahead and made these decisions. You know, I can't. That's the one thing I want to always feel at peace with, is that she could grow up and say, you know what? You are not a good enough dad. You were not attentive to me. You never catered to me, whatever it is. But the one thing she would never be able to say is that I wasn't there, that I never made the time, that I never made the effort. She'll never be able to say that, which is something I can live with if she doesn't love me like that. I can live with that because she can never go tell anybody that I wasn't available, that I wasn't there, that I didn't make the time, that I didn't sacrifice, because that's what it's about. Being a parent, ultimately, and I'll leave with this, is that I think that whether you're a man or a woman, obviously the woman makes the biggest sacrifice because they're the carrier of the child, right? But when it comes to, I just lost my train of thought, babe, but I just feel that when it comes to, you know, the woman carries the burden heavily and has that biological connection. But at the end of the day, you're part of that equation too. And guess what? And when you both decided to have a kid, or you decided to have this kid come in, whether you planned it or not, guess what? That's you. That's on you now. That's the ramifications of having sex. That's the ramifications of getting engaged intimately. You're going to have situations pop up when you're going to have a kid. Like in my case, I planned it. We planned it after marriage, right? We wanted to have, I think we wanted to have two, but it didn't work out that way. You know, that's one thing I will always say. Wanted to have one more, but I love my little one now. I mean, I love her, how she is and everything that she does. But I think for anybody, man, to go ahead and just think, hey, man, you know, especially men, this is the PSA for men. Basically just saying, look, it's okay for me to go out and not take care of my responsibility because I went ahead and I take care of business when I need it. No, it's not like that, bro. Like, it's taking care of, to being a parent is doing whatever it takes when you have her all the time. All the time. Do you do the right thing most of the time when it comes to being a parent? Meaning, do you invest the time? Do you make sure that, let's say, you're at home on a Friday night, like I am now, and a buddy texts you? It's like, are you going to go ahead and stay in and cuddle with your little one like I am after this podcast? Tuck her in, watch her shows for a little bit, just talk. And that's what I've been doing all evening, all afternoon with her. Or are you going to be the guy that is going to be like, well, you know, I took her to school. I went ahead to her classroom session and I bought her toys. And I bought her a Melanie Martinez toy that's $200 just coming in the mail. And I'm just going to go ahead and because of those things, I'm going to go ahead and I deserve a free evening to go out and have some drinks. No. No, bro. Like, that's, it doesn't operate that way. And I think that's where, you know, and when my daughter gets old enough, when she starts being into boys, and these are the things I'm going to tell her. It's like, look, you got to understand that the guy has to show responsibility. He could be fun. He could be awesome. But there's a flip side to that. It's good to be fun, but are you responsible? Do you understand the heavy lifting you have to do when you have a kid? Do you know the sacrifices you have to make when you have a kid? I mean, there's a reason why the women, when their kids are grown, they party it up, because they never had a babysitter. They never had anybody helping them out. A lot of women had to grin and bear it. That's why a lot of women have a great social network, because the plight is real for women. They're stuck with the bill. The bill of being a full-time parent. And because of that, other women relate, other women empathize, and other women colonize and work with each other. That's why, as a man, I don't have that. And I think it's hard for people to understand that. But I'm like, look next to you. You see that wife of yours? She's been with you for what, 10, 20 years or whatever? Look at that. That's your babysitter right there. Congratulations. You know? And that's where you could do things randomly. That's where you don't have to schedule 4 weeks in advance. I get it. You don't have to. And you shouldn't. I wouldn't either. If I had that luxury, I probably wouldn't do it either. So I understand your mindset. But the problem is, you're not understanding mine when it comes to being a single dad and being responsible. It's a big difference, man. Always, always, out of the blue.